Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Probably the most prominent of visitors in 1979, if not the entire decade, Pope John Paul II, who was officially invited to New York City last January when Mayor Koch quipped,
"All we want is his blessings."
And the bells rang out all over the city when the Pope arrived that rainy October morning, and the crowds gathered by the tens of thousands to catch just a glimpse, starting with his arrival at LaGuardia Airport.
I came here to greet my Pope because he's a Polish Pope and because he's a wonderful person, and he's doing such a beautiful job for the whole world, and he's going to reach each and every person, not only the young, not only the old, but everybody.
The young.
I think he's full of a lot of love, and I think he's trying to share it with all the people, and I want to be part of it. That's why I'm here.
The old.
I ran up from 17th Street today just to be here and welcome him and pray that his mission here will be successful, that the hearts and minds and souls of the young people and us older people will be open to his message, and that we will respond accordingly.
The response was incredible. From Brooklyn to Harlem, from the Battery to Shea Stadium, everyone came and everyone loved the Pope. At St. Charles Church in Harlem, as darkness fell, thousands gathered. At one point, the Pope stopped to talk, unscheduled, and did so to the light of a flashlight held by Cardinal Cook. Needed for the Pope's visit, thousands of cops, hundreds of Secret Service men to handle the millions who came to New York City over the three-day period to see or hear the Pope. Probably the most enthusiastic reception came from the 20,000 youngsters gathered at Madison Square Garden. One of them presented a most unusual gift to the pontiff.
"With appreciation for the care you have shown for the world's youth, for your regard for us and being here today, we present you with these symbols of ourselves, these jeans and t-shirt."
The Pope loved the gifts and wowed them when he wooed them. A Polish expression of approval, that wooing. And the Pope and the youths all loved it so much, Cardinal Cook had to remind the pontiff to get on with his speech.
"Dear young people, I am happy to be with you in Madison Square Gardens. Today, this is a garden of life where young people are alive."
You may recall, almost a year before John Paul arrived, Mayor Koch said that all New York wanted was the Pope's blessing. Well, before a crowd in excess of 100,000 in a pouring rain at Battery Park, Koch got what he wanted.
"May God bless all of you. May God bless New York."
The Pope left the crowd at Battery Park and headed for Shea Stadium for his farewell address. And still, tens of thousands more lined the route from the Battery through Brooklyn, drenched from the unrelenting downpour, and thousands more sat soaking wet in Shea Stadium, waiting for the Pope, who was almost an hour behind schedule. When he arrived at Shea, as if by some miracle, the sun broke through the clouds, the rain stopped as the Pope stood to speak, and that caused the crowd to cheer some more.
"You have prepared a special weather for this visit."
The Pope knew how to please the crowd, and all through his trip handled himself almost like a touring politician or showman, knowing how to turn even a major faux pas into a crowd-warming routine.
"A visitor to New York is always impressed by the special character of this metropolis. Skyscrapers. Skyscrapers. In Italian, grappacieli. In Polish, drapacze chmur.
As the Pope stepped onto his plane for the flight to Philadelphia, the rain held back until the door closed, and then it poured again. But there were smiles of sunshine on the faces and in the minds of millions of New Yorkers, young and old, Catholic and non-Catholic, who had seen or heard or been somehow touched by the Pope on his visit to New York, a most welcome visitor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.